Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. So you remember middle school, right? And the cafeteria and the groups and changing your friends and how everything was changing. And it was sometimes exciting, but also too often it was kind of painful. Well, it's funny how those experiences taught us a lot about how to conduct our lives going forward. And that's why I love putting together the new, revised, and updated edition of Chicken Soup for the Preteen Soul. It's actually the 21st anniversary of that book. Our new book is called Chicken Soup for the Preteen Soul, 21st Anniversary Edition. And this new collection has just come out, and it's filled with such wisdom because the stuff we learned in middle school is really stuff we need to refer back to now. So what we did to do this was we went through the old 2001 edition of Chicken Soup for the Preteen Soul, and we removed the stories that were outdated and not relevant to kids today. And then we added in a couple dozen new stories that were just written in the past few months. Ones about being a kid during the pandemic, social media and technology, and many other modern day issues. But I have to say that some of the issues are the same no matter what generation you are. And today I want to talk about a couple of those new stories. And these are stories about being true to yourself and making friends who are right for you. And the lessons in these stories, I think, are ones we all need to hear at every stage of life, because I think most of us go through life making some new friends each decade and letting some go as well. It's a constant process, right? It's like pruning and weeding the garden of your life. So the first story I want to talk about is by Julia Sontag. And it's cool that we have just published her because she is the daughter of one of our very regular contributors, Diane Stark, but we didn't know that she was the daughter when we chose her story. And we've watched this girl grow up in her mother's stories. So it's cool that now she's a Chicken Soup for the Soul writer too. And Julia's story is about how she started off by talking to some friends while standing in line in the cafeteria at her middle school. And she was telling them a story, but her friend Elizabeth interrupted and started calling her Coco, and everyone else was laughing about this. Julia says, Elizabeth was one of the girls that everyone wanted to be friends with. She always had the nicest clothes and told the funniest jokes. She seemed to have everything. I felt lucky to be friends with her. But later that day, Julia was trying to tell her story again, and Elizabeth interrupted her again, calling her Coco, and Julia had no idea what it meant, but everyone seemed to think it was funny. So she decided it was some kind of a cool code word. And she started saying it as well when other kids were talking, because Julia wanted Elizabeth to like her. And so then she continued using this code word that she thought was cool, Coco, until one day a girl she knew stopped by her locker and explained what Coco actually meant. It was a code word, but it was a code word that Elizabeth had made up to use whenever she thought Julia was boring people or being annoying. Everyone knew what it meant except Julia. So over the next few miserable days, Julia tried to avoid Elizabeth, but that mean girl was still using the Coco code word over and over about her. After a few days, Julia realized she had to find a new table to sit at for lunch. So she nervously approached a table where there were three girls who she knew, and she asked if she could join them. You remember this? Do you remember what a big deal it was to change tables? Well, luckily, these three girls welcomed her. One of them said to her, you know, Elizabeth is a jerk, right? She does things like that to a lot of people. She's a bully, and I got tired of it. That's why I stopped hanging out with you guys. You didn't deserve to be treated that way, and nobody else does either. And then Julia realized how often she'd laughed when Elizabeth had made fun of someone else. It took that girl, that mean girl, turning on her for Julia to leave that so-called popular group. Well, moments after Julia joined this table, another girl from the popular table showed up asking if she could sit with them. She said that with Julia leaving, she figured she would be Elizabeth's next victim. And Julia concludes her story by saying, Middle school is a tough time for almost everyone. Most kids are trying to figure out who they are and who they want to be. It's easy to go along with the crowd, even when you know it's not the right thing to do. It took a bully turning her sights on me to teach me that I wanted to be kind more than I wanted to be popular. The word Coco will always serve as a reminder that I need to stay true to myself and never compromise my values to be friends with someone. So Julia realized what true friends were supposed to be like and how she should never compromise her natural inclination to be nice in order to fit in with a group of popular girls who are really bullies. And Frances Amelia Spadoni had the same experience when she started middle school. She immediately noticed that what she had seen in movies about cliques was very true for her school. There were so many cliques, and if you didn't belong to one, then you had to be by yourself or in a very small group. And also, some of the cliques were really mean. So Frances Amelia soon realized that there was a girl she knew, her neighbor, who was popular, and that popular girl asked Frances Amelia to sit at her table. Frances Amelia says, "A part of me didn't want to be popular, but the other half couldn't help it. So I sat with my neighbor. I made so many friends that I felt accepted, but I felt guilty for leaving my best friend to sit with the popular clique. So I invited her to sit with me." So her best friend joined the popular group also, but then she changed. She dressed differently, she acted differently, and she talked differently. She got popular fast. And everything went wrong then. Frances Amelia didn't want to sit with the mean popular girls anymore, but her old friends wouldn't take her back. Her best friend was now with the popular girls. So she started skipping lunch just so she wouldn't have to sit alone. Frances Amelia says she had been taught what to do by her neighbor, how to get a boyfriend, where to shop, what to say, all the rules of being popular. But she didn't want to do those things anymore. She says, "I just couldn't take it anymore. I talked to my mom about it, and she told me, just be you." Well, now Frances Amelia is in high school, and she's finally back to being herself. She finally made real friends in eighth grade, and she's doing the exact opposite of what her neighbor told her to do. And because she's being her true self, she knows that these are the friends that she's going to keep. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Preteen Soul, the 21st anniversary edition. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you'd like to share your own stories, you can become one of our published writers. Just check out the Submit Your Story part of our website. You'll see what we're working on. You'll see our story guidelines. You'll see a form that you fill out to send in your story for consideration. Do it, because we're always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. And please come back for our next episode to hear from Kristen Cusato, who is a real expert on elder care and dementia. Kristen has been working in the Alzheimer's and dementia field for many years, and we're going to talk about some of her best tips, including why it's totally okay to tell your mom that she's right, that there is a man hiding under her bed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.